Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name's Brian Broyles and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued in our series in the Gospel of John and spent time really in John chapter 8. But we started off talking about, you know, why we celebrate Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is a special day for us because we reflect and remember the sacrifices made by Americans in combat, right? The sacrifices made in order to advance or preserve, in a lot of ways, the freedom that you and I enjoy. And freedom is a common word for us, but we also see that freedom is a common thread throughout Scripture. And in John chapter 8, we see Jesus speak to you and I about freedom. So Jesus starts to address this group of Jews there that were with him by saying, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So we spend time really on the two sides of freedom, the fact that we've been set free from something, but also set free to something. And when you look at this passage, verses 31 through 36, the first thing we see that we've been set free from is trying to earn God's favor. Right? The Jews had always held on to two things, but the fact that they were descendants of Abraham and that they were given the law by God. Right? They relied on who they were and what they did. They relied on their status as descendants and their performance under the law. But the gospel set us free from all that. Right? The gospel has freed us from this system and has given us a savior. The second thing we see is that we've been set free from sin, from the penalty and the power of sin. And some of us may hear that and think, you know what, I'm still struggling. Right? I don't feel free from the power of sin. So I tried to help us look at it really in this way. If you've ever seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, right? It was filmed here in Ohio, and one of the main characters, his name was Red, had spent the majority of his adult life there. It was 40 years. And there's just something that happens with someone who's been in prison for a long period of time. They find it difficult to actually be on the outside. And when Red was released, when he was set free, it was scary for him. Right? He continued to ask permission to even use the bathroom because it's been a habit for him for so long. He got to the point of thinking about committing, you know, another crime so that he could go back in prison because that's all that he has known. I mean, think about it. Right? The challenge for this character after he was set free was to learn how to live free. Or if I could say it this way, the challenge was to learn how not to live in prison. I think this may be an opportunity for some of us, right? For us, learning how to not live in prison is learning how to see the gospel more clearly. It's how to see Jesus more clearly. And we can list all kinds of things off, right? That we should pray more, read more, be in groups more, come to church more. But true growth happens by learning more about the gospel. As you learn more and understand more about how God loves you, about how he's rescued you, how he's adopted you as his son or his daughter, and you start to hate the sin that God hates because you're just overwhelmed by Jesus, and your heart will change because your love and desire for Jesus will far outweigh your love or desire for anything else. You know, most of the time when we think of the gospel, we think of salvation, but the truth is, that you have to preach the gospel to yourself every day, right? That means that you and I continually face up to the fact that we're sinful people, and then we confess that sin. But it also means that we confess our faith, right? We confess the truth about God, the truth about God's grace, that he empowers your life, that he's at work to change your heart, that you agree with him about who you are in Christ. It means that you focus more on who you are in Christ and what he's done for you than on every mistake that you've made this week. Confessing your sin should always, always bring you right back to confessing your faith. So learning how to not live in prison, right, for us is learning how to see the gospel more clearly, how to see Jesus more clearly. So in this, we see those two sides. We see those two sides of freedom, right? That we've been set free from sin and death, from guilt and shame, and that no longer has a place in your life. And that we've been set free to live that way. Right? Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice in order to give you the ultimate freedom. And the best way that we can honor that is to live that way. So I want to give us time this morning. Just want to encourage you to use time this morning right now just to pray to the Lord. Just to pray to the Lord to help you see the gospel more clearly and to help us live in the freedom that Christ has bought for you. Let's take some time right now. Well, I hope this has been an encouragement for you as you start out your day. Happy Memorial Day. Thanks for joining us for the LifePoint Draftcast this morning. We hope to see you back tomorrow.